Indeed, we have quite a fine group, quite a fine representation of the appointed attunement, the appointed time in which you have carved out your destiny. Now be aware, be advised that the road may seem rocky, it may seem a bit bumpy, and it may appear that you stall out from time to time. It is similar to an exposure to bumper cars, yes? It seems like you bump into things here and there, and it feels at times as if you are getting nowhere, you are not arriving. Now this is the furthest from the truth, because as your time sequences are coming to an end, as you are exposing yourself to the vibration, the attunement, the harmonious efforts of love, you are finding your awakening. Now we ask you not to be scared. We ask you to treat yourself kindly and gently as such, because you are waking up to your spiritual essence. In truth, it is a bit like the chick exposing itself to the light, breaking through the shell, yes? Now, as such, you want to understand there is an acclimation period as you adjust to your new premises, as you adjust to your new platform, as you adjust to your new primer. In fact, you are learning how to evolve and evolve with grace. Now, as such, what will dawn on you is your divine presence, your higher self, your highest intuition. That is the format that you are presiding at. That is the format that is going to draw close to the old scenario, the old benchmarks, the old tonality. Now, some of you are wondering, you are chattering, you are seeking to understand why the linear flow is not in agreement with your own liking, with your own persuasion, with your own preference. And we say time is up on fear. In other words, we are exposing you to your truth, to the truth of yourself as the alchemist. Now that is what you are pouring into this time capsule. That is what you are pouring into this timetable. And that is what is coming up for karmic review. Imagine a prisoner that is coming up. His time of allowance is due and he is up for a probation, for a release. Now in truth, this is quite similar, quite frankly, in what is occurring for each of you. You are recognizing that you have been a prisoner to a false claim. Now, some of you are quite interested in staying in the lower atmosphere. In other words, if I have money in my bank account, if my relationships are fairly secure and I have employment, why rock the boat at all? Go check on someone else whose life is literally falling apart. And we ask you, therefore, to recognize when life presents challenges, when life seemingly appears to be falling apart, you can best guess that indeed you are lightening up. In other words, you are passing the grade. You no longer need to cling to false fantasy of this illusionary experience that appears to be a slice of time in nowhere in outer space, yes? You are choosing to make a difference. You are choosing to rock the boat. You are choosing to step out in faith into your grand truth of awareness. In fact, our channeler, you see, as she attunes to the lower atmosphere, she misses a word or two. There is a distraction in her environment, but it is a no thing because we include it in the teaching. As she is attuned to her truth, to her highest vestige, to our highest purpose, it is an easy matter to bring forth the flow of this higher awareness, this higher alchemy, this higher exposure to love. Now, as this draw closes and she attunes to a vibration of voice, in this particular case, a cat's meow, well, it brings her tumbling back. Do you see how she's able to slip and slide? At one moment, she is focused in one reality, in another, she is attuned to the highest source. We share this with you with ease, with confidence, because indeed, she is the reflective mirror of each of you. Each are tumbling back to the old premise, to the old equation, and there is the suffering. because in the state of duality, it is going to be same old, same old. Now you are understanding that things are coming to a pause. In other words, a critical mass of decision. You see the nuclear talks, you see the energies gathering steam, yes? Now, we cannot say for certain, but we have a good reason to guess, to suppose, that the light workers of the world, as you would term yourselves, are ready to step in and intervene. Understand? Now, in order to be the lighthouse, in order to be the light post, you must have your light on at all times. That is the reason for the extreme weather in some of your internal states, in some of your everyday happenings. In other words, it is a time of conquest. It is a time of achievement. It is a time of breaking out of the old premise of life. What is this really about? Who are you really? And leave the dream world entirely. As you do, dear ones, you have the promise of faith. You have the promise of rescue. And you have the promise of withdrawing from the fear scenario in its entirety. Now, some of you are stating this is a tall order. This is a large claim for one just getting their feet wet. But oh, how we praise you. Oh, how we marvel at your richness, at your colors, at your aptitude. In other words, as you release the false claims to the past, you will find yourself quite capable indeed. You must understand that you are the masters that have traveled to this state of awareness on many occasions, yes? Voyaging to bring forth the light, voyaging to bring forth the awareness, voyaging to bring forth the truth. Now that is why you are being woken out of your slumber, and you may say you are being woken out a little early. It is a bit like the alarm clock going off that you have set to get ready for work, and you just so wish you could snooze and go back to sleep. We are stating that is what is occurring in your lives as you draw the close to the past illusionary state. There are some of you that want to pull the covers over your head and sleep a little longer. Can I just have a good night out and have friends and frolic? Well, of course you have. Of course you can. As long as you also promise to step out of the illusion. That is what you have promised to yourselves as a soul. That is the awakening that is soon to begin. That is the promise of tomorrow that you have claimed this very day. Allow there, therefore, to be a state of holy matrimony, a marriage, the awakening of the divine masculine, the divine feminine, in wholeness, in truth. There is no mistaking who we are addressing. We know who the masters are. We know who has been guided to this broadcast. We know what you have already chosen for your own holy awareness and selves. Therefore, dear ones, we salute your bravery. We salute your exposure to the light. We salute your willingness to continue to evolve, to ascend to your true nature. As we come to each of you, we rest our head upon yours in a symbol of atonement, in a symbol of the transmission or fusing of energies, past and present. You see, you are our past selves in essence. You are your future state is reality. You see, it is all swimming to be revealed. It is all being exposed for you to enjoy. Come therefore and let us travel together. Let the illusion of this separation be something that you are entitled to resolve, to end, and to broadcast your most divine self. Be most willing, therefore, to come early. The party has just begun. And so it is. Oh, so beautiful, so beautiful. They have so much faith. I will just share that, because as I was personally listening, to the message today, it is all figured out on a higher level, you know, and it's almost like as we're making our way through, we're sort of putting our hands out on either side, sort of feeling our way through, trying to find the light. And I can guarantee our higher awarenesses have it all covered, as we continue to claim that true awareness, as we continue to claim that light. In fact, all continues to evolve for our highest good. It's like it's an impossibility that it wouldn't. But I did get the very clear message that this is not about making sure our ego is happy and well taken care of. Quite the opposite. And so as we open up to that fifth dimensional consciousness, sometimes it's just heavenly and beautiful and easy and light. And other times, those, it's almost like those places that we have been avoiding, those places that are just our sticky areas. It really does feel like a bit of, you know, almost opening up a capsule and finding you're in the Arctic, you know, with the Arctic winds. It just feels like a little rough, you know, or that alarm clock going off, where it's kind of like it's jolting us a little bit. That's what I want to say, because we are graduating and there is a significant leap that's occurring. And I know today's a significant date that kind of has been tossed around in the spiritual community as well as with the equinox. But what I do feel is it's like heavenly. And it's also a little, okay, this is a little bit harder than the previous exercises. It's sort of like both is how it feels. All right, so I will share that and let us just move and see how we can be of service to everybody. So we're going to start with Mitzi. And she looks so lovely in that hammock, I guess she's in.
Yes, I'm in a hammock outside.
How can we help you?
Did I do anything wrong in the situation that you know about? And what can I do now for me?
One moment. One moment, everyone. Is this going to take me another extra minute with Mitzi just to attune to something? So one moment, please. All right, sweetheart. And say your first name.
Mitzi.
And say it one more time.
Mitzi.
So the first thing is they're asking you to open up right now to the vibration of love that is being offered to you. This is about understanding how much you're truly loved and cared for in the highest sense. And so the first offering is an opportunity to be aware of your light, your importance. Gosh, you just look like this regal prince to me right now. And so it's for you to honor the self, honor the soul. What's being offered, it almost feels like, gosh, the best words I have is like, I don't even know what the word is. Well, I'll just say it this way. I don't have words, but it's about offering yourself, being most willing to accept your own light, to accept your own source of light from within. And that is the light in which you will use in this lifetime to paint your picture, your canvas. And I literally see you like as a painter, and you're in art class, and you're going over to like other people's like easels, and you're like, you know, do you have purple? Do you have blue? And you're borrowing like paintbrushes or paint or whatever. And so what Spirit is reminding you is that you're about to like paint the Mona Lisa. And to do that, it requires detail of attention in your own, I was gonna say backyard, which is so funny because you're in your backyard, but your own attendance to self, that there is a need for a period of almost like quarantine of self, to allow the self healing, to allow the self nurturance, and almost like homeostasis. And what's being offered are these like swirling energies of love for you to almost like get to know yourself better, for you to seal your own fate in understanding your truth, your wealth, your capability. Now, when I feel like you ultimately do paint that Mona Lisa, again, that Mona Lisa, of course, is that fifth dimensional being, they state. I've never seen it in person, but that's what they say, and that's what the real attraction is. They're saying that you're going to be painting yourself. It's a self-portrait. So whether you actually draw or not, it's just like an analogy that this is about understanding. And say your name one more time.
Mitzi.
It's not even understanding. It's opening up to the essence of self, the essence of self. And I keep seeing you like grab, like I'm looking at you in like a garden, and you're grabbing on to like outside foliage, like flowers and leaves, trying to hang on. And how do I say this? They're not full. They're kind of like strangly looking, but you're trying to hold on to them. And they're saying, as you let go of this, as you let go of all this that you're holding on to and clinging to, it's sort of like out of necessity, you kind of plummet, and you plummet almost like Alice in Wonderland would plummet. And when you do and you land on a bed of roses, and you find like you've been given everything that you need from within. There is a special, I'm gonna say offering, I don't know what other word to use for this. And say your name one more time. There's a special offering that's being given to you at this time to help you through this process of unveiling. And I have Mother Mary right now, literally covering you energetically with support. So if you ever see some of those pictures with her, it's like sometimes you'll see a picture where there's this energy coming out of each of her hands. And that's what she's doing. She's pouring this energy of love into like your bath water. And so when I'm looking at this bath, you're in like this basin, and in this bath water are these petals and of roses. So this is about, and say your name one more time.
Missing.
This is about, my words would be self-care, but this is about awakening to the love that is being offered, the love that you are seeking, you're going to find from within versus without. And they're saying it's time, because this is really about you awakening to yourself in this incarnation, and you have much to share. So this is about the process of discovering for yourself the truth. And then as you do, you will in your latter years, and say your name one more time.
Mitzi.
Yeah, in your latter years, you will be like this woman of great wisdom that people will come to, and you will make offerings on their behalf. But they're saying first you need to learn for yourself.
How?
And say your name one more time.
Missy.
By considering your energy to be reverent, considering this time to be a time of self-declaration, self-awareness, to spend the time meditating, to spend the time journaling, to wake up to the gifts from within. And all I can share is there's a special offering that's being shared to you at this time to receive that. I'll leave you with that. All right, Stephen.
You have to come back to me. I have to go last because I'm in a car and I can't really talk.
I will come back to you. Okay, Carmen.
Okay, thank you so much.
Hi, Carmen. Carmen, I'll give her one more minute and we'll move on. Okay, so we will try 267-243-2100. This is a special energy day, so it kind of makes sense to me. Things are a little goofy today. But at least we were prepared for it. At least I was. Okay, so we're going to move to Marilyn, who also seems to be in a vehicle today.
Hi there.
Hi.
Hi.
How can we help you, sweetheart?
I would like to know from you how I might be blocked. I've been working on myself for quite a while now, in all the ways that you've described, and I still seem to be blocked off from receiving love, being in the relationship that I'm meant to be in, from working on my life purpose. And I'd like some insight on what I might be able to do that would help myself out.
Yeah. It's so beautiful that, well, first of all, nice to have you. And second of all, it's so beautiful that you're asking that in question and you're inquiring, because seek and ye shall find. You know, without getting political, we've all heard about Trump's wall, and that's what I feel to give you feedback. I do feel like you do have a wall still up to intimacy, and of course, I'm sure that is to keep you safe, and of course, for keeping the good stuff from coming in. So that shows a high level of awareness that you realize there's still something going on. So let's see what we can do to encourage that along. One moment, please.
Okay.
Marilyn, say your first name, please.
Marilyn.
And say it one more time.
Marilyn.
I'm not sure why, but this is what I will say to you. They would like me to offer you, no cost to you, no additional cost to you, of a mini session so that you and I can talk one-on-one a little bit longer. So I just trust the process in that, because they know what they're doing. So if that is agreeable to you, if you just email me some times that work with your schedule, and I'm in Eastern time, I'd be glad to arrange that. For whatever reason, they want to talk one-on-one.
That would be wonderful. Okay.
All right. So just email me and we will set that up. And nice to meet you. I guess I'll get to meet you again. Okay. So we're going to go back to Carmen, see if she's available now.
Hi.
Hey, sweetheart. How can we help you?
Okay, so highest good, definitely, but I uploaded my YouTube video is uploading as we speak, so I Ooh. Did it. And so if they could speak to that, you know, highest good.
Sure, sure, congratulations. And say your first name.
Harmon.
And say it one more time.
Harmon.
One moment, please. What they're sharing is to remember there's this twofold process that's occurring. On the one hand, you're exposing others to truth, you're exposing them to more information, you're exposing them to more light. On the other hand, you're exposing yourself to your truth. In other words, remember that it's like a two-part process, that as you bring this wealth of information out to the ethers, to the atmosphere, excuse me, they're saying a promise is a promise in that you're inviting yourself home because you're witnessing the accuracy of who you are. And that's vitally important at this time. They're flashing me the Oracle card that says awareness. And so this is about you gaining awareness of self. In other words, let me make sure I'm explaining this correctly. And then I'll check in with you. This is about you observing yourself as someone that has something to teach, that has something to bring to the table. And the process of like you watching yourself put on those YouTube videos, and it's sort of like job well done self, you know, like to kind of see, another way of saying it is you're building up the confidence of opening up to receiving larger and larger reflections and mirrors of self. So in other words, who do you suppose yourself to be? And how much can you receive in terms of the quality of self? And so as you receive that aspect of self, so it's a little bit like, yeah, I am someone that has something to bring. I am someone that has this awareness. I am someone that knows this information. And it's sort of like you approve of that. You approve of yourself. Then you get comfortable with your face, your image, or your energy. Maybe your face isn't on there, but your exposure to others. Now, what you're doing is, again, as you're making this offering so that others can receive and expand, what you're doing is saying yes to your own expansion. So that's where it's like this two-part experience. And so the more comfortable you get, the more comfortable you're going to get. So that what you're doing is kind of climbing the mountain. I'm literally looking at you climbing a ladder, to see yourself from the bigger picture, to see yourself from the aerial view, to see yourself in the light. And I really feel like this is about you getting comfortable being larger energetically, being more powerful energetically, kind of like coming out of the closet. And it's like, yeah, I do know what I'm talking about. I am connected to Source. In fact, I am Source. Source and I are one. So this is a very important process that you're undergoing. And again, the process is as important and as relevant as the exposure of information that you're delivering. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Yeah. So how do I say this? Like just receive it. Like I'm looking at, oh my God, in the old days when women would sunbathe, maybe they still do this, I don't know. But they would have these, like, it was like a cardboard, but it had all the shiny side. So they would open it up and hold it up, like, to get even more rays, right? So that's what I'm looking at with you in terms of opening up to receive that reflection of your divine self. And the more comfortable you allow yourself, permit yourself to be, and it's almost like one of those cartoons where they have like a bodysuit of a human and then they unzip at night and then it's the ET form. It's like, oh, I can finally be myself. I should have kept that cartoon. It was funny. In any event, it's about like releasing the facade and permitting yourself to be powerful, to be knowledgeable, to have awareness, and to feel comfortable in that regard. So it's going to be like in stages or steps is what I'm going to say, as you get more comfortable. So you're not looking for, oh my gosh, someone responds, someone click on or whatever. What you're really doing is it's an exercise of delight within you. As you respond to you, as you get more comfortable with you, as you grow in confidence of self and allowing like the true self to emerge, what you're going to find is then you're entitled to that positive feedback that'll be flowing in from the external. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay. So open up, just like almost like if you're used to the reflection of you being like in a little compact mirror, and then you get used to the reflection of you being as big as a phone. And then you get there, you know, and it keeps growing and growing and growing until, wow, yeah, I'm okay being my true self. So you're building up energetically. You're building up in, I want to say confidence, but it's more than confidence. It's like a position of authority. Position of authority. Mm-hmm. It's good.
Okay. Did they have anything else? That was it.
Anything else? One moment, please. And say your first name.
Carmen.
Pay attention to things that you think you see. You are seeing them. You're not making it up. So whether it's like, I could have sworn something was there, or I think I saw an orb, or was that my grandfather? And say your name one more time.
Carmen.
You're in the process of receiving guests. You're receiving guests. So trust your first impression. I don't know what it is, but what they're saying is if you think something was there, it was. If you think you saw something, you did. If you think you heard something, you did. And I've got all these blue lights going off. The more I'm going to add to this, and it's a little bit like the first message, the more that you gain confidence and strength and assurity that you do know what you're talking about, you are multidimensional, you're not limited to just the paradigm of this 3D reality, the more that you align with that truth, what you do is give yourself permission to step up into your true abilities and true awarenesses. So this is a little bit similar, I'm going to say, to the first message, in that every time you think you saw something, you think you're hurt, you are being visited. Positive, benevolent, I don't know what it is, but it's all good. But instead of like moving from this, I don't want to say instead, moving from that place of, am I making this up? Am I crazy? To, because what you're doing, what happens, sweetheart, is that your mind blocks your true remembrance or your true clairvoyancy, which is growing, by the way. And so the mind has these rules. You know, these are the facts of Earth. This is what can and cannot be accomplished in Earth. This is what you can and cannot see in Earth. And so the mind's going to challenge what is occurring and what is naturally developing. And so what you're learning to do is become one with, rely on your third eye consciousness or on your sixth sense or on your divine self wisdom in reality. And as you merge with that as your truth, what you're going to find, and say your name one more time.
Pardon?
What you're going to find is you're going to have more and more and more exposure to everything that's really within your domain, everything that you have a right to receive at this time. And it's really quite substantial. I mean, it's really quite substantial. So that's what you're learning to do. It's really, in a nutshell, everything I just said is really about anchoring in that divine self and understanding that is really who you are.
Thank you so much, Nicole.
You're welcome so much. Okay, so we are going to try 267 one more time. 267, 243. I feel like a radio show. 267, 243, 2100. Okay, well, they have left the building. So we're up to Stephen, who has made it out of the car. Hey!
We're out of the car, we're on the computer.
Oh my gosh, good to see you.
That's me on the phone in the other picture.
Yeah, that's fine.
So the phone is sort of dying, it was at 10%, so I didn't want to die in the middle.
Okay.
So I don't know, it's been a real challenge. I mean, the flight, somehow it all works out at the end, even like this little class that I had to write down the numbers and kind of go out of the box just to get here, and I was in the car, and I mean, I've been at this new job 2 days, and I mean, it has potential because I could see that they'd leave me alone if I can just do the work and mm-hmm. maybe show up a couple days a week, and you know, it could work. That this guy, I think the situation here is I mean, this kid really needs me for whatever reason. And, so I don't think it's as simple as just making money and leaving. It's I think I'm going to have to make a life here. And so, so I'm working on it. And,
it's good.
But I do miss, I mean, I did feel much more spiritual energy in Florida. I have to kind of recoup here.
Mm-hmm.
So I have a dog, two cats, I don't know how many, five chickens, and two ducks.
That and is a kid, awesome.
And a kid and someone that I think I got stuff to work out with the, we're not officially divorced, so since we're still married, mm-hmm. even though we're separated, I guess technically my wife,
mm-hmm.
and so it's, you know, the universe didn't put me here by accident, so.
Nope.
So, anyway, I'm going to be online. I mean, this job, the potential is amazing to have a good quality of life with this job.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there is the challenge. And I'll just have to learn and come up to the challenge.
Mm-hmm. Wow. It just feels so good. It really just feels so good. So, so, so good. You are just being so supported right now.
Well, I'll tell you, at the last minute, everything works out. Just like today, I was writing the little digits down for the phone because it didn't take the hyperlink in. And,
mm-hmm.
You know, the phone just came in the house with 10% power before it died, and then the computer just made it on. So.
Uh-huh.
So it's been sort of like that the whole the whole journey. I guess the only real question is how to end things in America. Maybe I'm too attached to what I had, but I mean, I have a few things to finish up, but I have to kind of decide either I'm going to let it go and forget about the insurance or and just focus on this job and what the situation at hand, or, you know, I could linger it on and come up and do some sales. I don't know yet, really.
Okay. One moment. Nice to see you.
Oh, it's good to see you.
Well, I feel like you're doing soul work right now. I feel like you're returning there and attending to your son. I feel like that is your spiritual work. That is your spiritual path. So it's sort of like when people are like, oh my gosh, if I could just get done with all this, then I can go to my meditation class or I can go to my temple or whatever. And you're on your path. You're on your path. And I feel like you have made significant, they're saying holy choices, holy recommendations of truth and love. And from there, oh my gosh, the energy coming through my whole body, Stephen, from there, that is like your platform to where you literally fly and take off. So in other words, it's like as you answer God's calling, as you answer, you know, the highest calling for your life, what you're being called to, and you make that offering, like this is the guru, you know, instead of like it being like, oh, I've got to leave my life to go be at the temple and the guru. It's like what you're involved with right now, it's that is the guru, that is the spiritual devotion. It's almost like when Jesus said, you know, when you give to any of my brothers, you give to me. It's sort of like that. And I do feel like after you attend, exactly what you're saying, after you attend to the ministry and the healing that is about to unfold, from there, that actually becomes like your stepping stone or your good karma, whatever, that you just take a leap from there. And I literally see you like this bird just flying into the sun. So, yeah, you got it. You got it. I don't even know that I have anything to add. You're walking your steps beautifully. You really are. And you are heralding in truth in terms of honoring. It's almost like those invisible steps when people say, I don't know what to do. I don't know what to do. And the spirit always whispers to me and they're saying, yes, she does. Yes, she does. We've told her 18 times. She knows what to do. I don't know what to do. And so the excellent, God, it's like the excellent good favor that's being offered to you is, you know, it didn't take you, you know, 6 years to figure out what the right thing was. Like you knew because you have been applying the footsteps all along. In other words, the compliment goes to you in that you stayed connected to that higher truth. You know, and even when you dip in and out here, there, up and down, you were still maintaining this like proper altitude. And so because of that, you were easily able to follow the steps, follow the invisible steps that weren't so invisible to you at all, because you were really, the compliment goes to you in that you're really becoming this alchemist of love. In other words, attuning to both energies, the linear and that higher energy, and really almost like relying on that inner compass to guide you. And they're saying that's essential. That's essential, that this literally is a love walk. So as you learn how to master that, as you learn how to respond to love's vibration, to love's calling, and that's saying, you know, this is it. This is the essence of the path, in that, you know, we're following God home. We're waking up to our God essence, and God is communicating with the vibration of love. You know, this is truth. This is truth, and that is what you are adhering to. That's what you're honoring, and that's what you're learning to abide with. Now, I do feel through this process of this offering, because there is a little bit of sacrifice involved, and so it's a little bit of dying to self in terms of bowing to higher guidance, whether it pleases the flesh or not. My feeling is through this process, you're going to have a further awakening and recognize the love within. So it's a little bit of a little bit of like a purification exercise. And through that process, you're going to, oh my gosh, like I just see like rainbow colors coming out of you, like that rainbow body kind of energy. Just beautiful. Just beautiful. You are being supported, so you can just call on the masters, you can call on your guidance to help you find those spiritual moments, energies. Oh my gosh, being surrounded by animals, it would be hard not to feel that. But they will help you. They will help you to pull in that which are your requirements, whatever that is. But you do have guidance, I'll put it that way. You do have guidance. But you've got some, like a devotional calling, you've got some servitude. It's almost like, you know, if you were at a temple, you'd be serving the temple, you'd be washing dishes in service. So you've got some service work. And then through that, that's actually, it makes you taller spiritually is what it does. And then you just step on that and off, there you are, the bird. I just see you like this white dove or whatever going into the sun. Really beautiful.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So nice to see you. So nice to see you.
You haven't got rid of me.
Ah, really? Just, you're such a beautiful soul. Truly.
All right.
Truly. Yeah. All right. Indeed, we would like to provide grace. We would like to provide an offering in these seemingly challenging times. We ask you to open up, to expose yourselves to the light, to expose yourself to the truth. You see, through your awakening process, the stalling out, the starts and stops, sometimes things get heavy laden. Sometimes you forget the offerings that are being provided. Imagine that you are swimming quite literally in the ocean of truth, in God's true essence. As you attune to your true nature, as you attune to these offerings, you will spontaneously decide to accept, and from there, the course is written. Until next time, we surround you with our love, our grace, and our blessings. Namaste.
Namaste.
Oh.